Welcome to Confessing the Faith, a theological and devotional walk through the 1689 Baptist Confession of Faith. I am your host, Sam Waldron, pastor of Grace Reformed Baptist Church in Owensboro, Kentucky, and president professor of systematic theology at Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. In this talk, we continue our consideration of chapter 10 of the Confession and the crucial subject of effectual calling. We have seen the factuality, individuality, and priority of effectual calling. In the fourth place, consider the efficacy of effectual calling. By this I mean, of course, that the effectual calling saves, actually and powerfully, all those through whom it comes. There are a number of compelling arguments for this efficacy or effectuality of effectual calling. First, this is shown from the fact that the called are all saved. We have seen this in our study of the factuality of effectual calling. The called is, as we have seen, biblical language for the saved. And if this language is correct and to be believed, then the calling in view must be effectual. It saves all those to whom it is issued. It has efficacy. Two, it is also demonstrated from the relation of this call to election. Compare Romans 8, 28 to 30. Whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Compare Romans 9, 22 to 24. It is the vessels of mercy prepared beforehand for a salvation that are called from among the Gentiles. Compare 1 Corinthians 1, 26 to 28. Our calling comes to us because God has chosen the foolish, weak, nothings of the world for salvation. Compare 2 Timothy 1, 9. He called us, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. Calling, according to all these passages, is the outworking of election. Election is the pattern of effectual calling. Since election predestines salvation, makes it certain for those who are predestined, so also does this earthly outworking effectual calling. A third argument. This is demonstrated, the efficacy of effectual calling, from God's voice, what the Bible teaches about God's voice. It teaches that it's powerful both in nature and redemption. It doesn't just say something, it causes things. John 5:25 affirms this. Truly I say to you, an hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. So also does Romans 4:17 teach this. God who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. Such a call, therefore, infallibly creates the response to which it summons. We owe our salvation to the sovereign grace that elected us and the sovereign grace that effectually called us to salvation. All glory to the God of sovereign grace.